So, people, we love our lovely sponsors, such as Audible. And I'm here to remind you that you can go to audible.com right now and get you a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. They've got their lovely whisper sync technology, and you can listen on your Kindle and your MP3 player. And they've got tons of amazing titles. So go to audiblepodcast.com/read to go and check that tasty advantage out. And let's get the show started.
All right.
Wait a minute. That's what I do.
I came to take your spot, nigga.
Well, okay. I'm Salisha Howard.
I'm Penny Proud, and I'm cute, and I'm loud, and I got it going on.
Wait, was that from an episode? This is the read.
Okay. Yeah. Woo, this is the read. This is a special episode.
Yeah, this is a mailbag episode. So between the read live and then us going out of town, and like, we're just on a weird schedule right now.
Yeah, life has gotten just real crazy here lately. So what we're going to do periodically is these special episodes where we just answer you guys' letters and do your pass the reads. And it's basically just an episode dedicated to you guys. And so this is going to be our special extra episode this week. You'll still get your regular episode.
Yeah,
so
I was going to mention that.
Don't have a fit.
No.
Don't get to fussing.
There were people who were just thinking, oh, but bitch.
Right.
Does that mean no?
Yeah, somebody was going to say it. No, girl, we will still give you a real episode. This is just a little something fun. See how you like it. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Okay, so let's dive on into this bag of listener letters. Do you have something over there?
As always, you guys, hit us up at asktherita@gmail.com. I like how I'm still going first, like no matter what. You just don't give a shit. I'm always going to go first. So okay. This question comes from Ayana, and she says, what do you guys think about couples going through each other's cell phones? Should people in relationships volunteer their passwords to their significant others?
No.
Wait.
I say no.
Why?
Because I just feel like, okay, well, okay, I changed my mind. I think that you may not necessarily volunteer it, but if your partner asks for it, I think that you should give it to them. But at the same time, I feel like a partner shouldn't ask for it.
Yeah, I think.
Because to me, it's just like this. If you're going through if you're going through your significant other's phone, it's because you're looking for some dirt. And if you're looking for some dirt, it means that you don't trust them. And if you don't trust them, then what the fuck is the point?
Yeah, all that is true. But I don't think necessarily you going through somebody's phone means that you're looking for some mess. Like, there are genuine opportunities. Or there are circumstances.
Are you trying to play Candy Crush on his phone? Or her phone
not even just like, I mean, maybe you at a higher level and I want to play that level. Maybe, you know, there's an emergency and I need to call your mama from your phone or something and you're unable to access your phone. Like, there are reasons why you would maybe have a reason that isn't dedicated to snooping.
Is that what this letter is about?
I mean, this is just, you know, this is her general question.
Oh, okay.
About how we feel question. About things like that. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I have a password on my phone. That's because of, number one, the people that I know, some of them are fairly high profile and I just wouldn't want their personal information getting out. And then secondly, because of the emails and the text messages that I send to my friends.
Oh, we just talked
about this on my birthday, at my birthday party on Sunday, which shout out to Kid Fury for twerking all over the internet and then making me delete the videos. But they're still on my phone, y'all, so I might upload them later. Just don't give up hope because they're still there. But anyway, it would just be catastrophic for some of my text messages.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. Just between us.
Just the text between us. Like, oh, I don't want nobody to see that, you know, much less the general public or, you know, this is how Benzino's nudes end up on Twitter or whatever. Like,
which, girl, what?
Like,
that was a meteorite to my spirit.
It was still just, oh my God, it was
so
goddamn bad.
Like, and then Twitter has this, like,
love of Beyonce
photo preview shit that they do now. And so TweetDeck just showed me, like, I was just accosted.
That nigga looked like a chewed up, light skinned Teddy Graham. It was so bad. It was just like, Jesus Christ. Anyway.
There's bile in my mouth.
So, I don't think necessarily there is by default something wrong with looking through your partner's phone. But I think if you're looking for information to back up a suspicion that you have.
That's what I mean.
I mean,
but that's usually the reason that niggas go through people's phones.
Right. I mean, and sometimes your suspicion is valid and you find the information you're looking for, and sometimes you didn't and you feel stupid. So I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, but I don't think you should ask. I think that either the person volunteers their password to you, like, oh, you know, just so you know, I'm not hiding nothing from you or whatever, or in case you need to get into my phone, you know, my password's 1111 or whatever. But if they don't volunteer it, then you look crazy asking for it. Like, because if honestly, if a girl was like, let me get the password to your phone, I would be like, bitch, for what? I cannot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that anyone should ask for it. But I think that if your partner does ask for it, you should give it to them. It's weird. I don't know. That's weird. Or if you a bitch like me, you probably just know everybody's password because you see them put it in. Because, nigga, look, I am quick with that shit.
Like, this you are so damn deceptive. Let me change my password because it's been the same for
like
2 years.
Do what you got to.
Do you know the password to my phone?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All I know is.
I'm changing it now because you.
I'm joking. I don't know.
No, you a lie.
I don't know it. I swear.
I don't believe you.
I promise. I knew it, but
I
forgot.
Put that on Beyonce.
On Beyonce, I knew it, but I forgot.
Oh, you so raggedy.
I swear.
God damn. Anyway. Thank you very much, Ayanna, for that question. I think we answered.
Okay.
We might have just sat here and yelled at each other. But anyway.
Okay. So since you went through that question, I actually have one from Jasmine.
Okay.
And Jasmine says, recently my twin sister had a baby and my husband and I offered to let her come stay with us until she healed and is able to find a job. Both my parents made it more than clear that they thought this was a bad idea because I too am expecting, and also I'm a newlywed, but I just couldn't say no. My dad even went as far as to say that she has loose morals.
Jesus.
And that I shouldn't trust her around my man. Crazy? I know. I still stuck to my offer, and she moved in a little over 2 weeks ago with her new baby. She ain't got no job, no car, no cell phone, or anything like that. She pretty much relies on her for everything.
Wow.
So fast forward, she asked her sister for some, she asked this girl for some, her phone.
Okay.
And basically, she said, I don't like people being nosy, reading my texts, or scrolling through pictures out of curiosity. She left. Came back, and the sister apparently seen her man's penis.
What? Like, so the sister went through, the broke sister went through the nice sister's phone.
And let me saw, like, reading, nudes from the, I don't know okay, why it's I not just, over. Like, started okay. doing improv. Yeah, it's not done.
Okay.
She said, I stress that in my pictures were a few nude photos of both myself and my man, and that I would appreciate if she didn't go through them. Well, the heifer didn't listen. I come back later to get my phone, and she jokingly says something to the nature of, does your man like your titties? I think they're ugly.
Girl, what?
I just stared for a moment and then responded, what the fuck, bitch, you went to my pictures. I immediately went off. I got so angry I could have hit her ass. Then she says, well, I only saw your pictures. I didn't see his. No big deal, which I know is a lie because his picture was one of my most recent images, along with the video of me performing oral sex and
Jesus
other private
Christ.
Sexual
Oh my goodness.
Things.
Lord, forgive me for taking
she
your name
insists,
in vain. What in the world?
She insists that she didn't see any of these things. Now she wants to know, is she blowing things out of proportion? Is this me being insecure? I just want peace of mind in my own house and to protect my marriage.
I mean, wow. The fact that your own damn daddy warned you against your sister.
First of all.
What the hell kind of reputation does your sister have? Good God.
First of all, I apologize. I'm not very good at reading these things. I don't know how you do it every week. But, damn, if your own daddy was to basically tell you about his child.
Yeah.
Like.
So, look, girl, you know,
I'm just going to come out and say it. Like, I didn't want to have to go here. But, bitch, since we just go at, like, if you want to play dumb.
Technically, I love all my kids.
All of my children.
But this one.
If your daddy is enough. Is like, if your daddy went there yeah. with you. Like, girl. I feel like that was a sign.
You know what this is? This is a classic case of somebody ignoring. And I just talked about this earlier today on the internet. This is a textbook case of somebody ignoring all of the gentle warning signs that the universe put out and went on and did what you wanted to do anyway, despite all the many red flags being thrown in your direction. And so then the universe had to slap your ass across the fucking face and be like, listen, bitch, I'm trying to tell you how to get your life right and you just won't fucking listen. So
oh my
now
God,
I just
that
gotta knock you
real.
The hell. That happens. It if
is.
You do not pay attention to the lesson that the universe is trying to teach you, eventually the universe will be like, okay, well, I can see you.
Like, are you just sick of
I'm
this
just gonna have to cunt punch you because it's not getting through to your dumb ass. This is what happened to you. Your own damn daddy, girl, your own damn mom. Like, your family told you not to let the girl in your house and you did anyway.
That was the universe's last tag at your edges. And then it was just finally like,
because
okay,
if you don't listen this time, you about to have, the universe is gonna put some soul food type of shit on your life where you gonna walk in and they just gonna be fucking up against the wall listening to Jodeci
and
shit.
The family fucked my husband. That's right, Faith fucked my husband.
Yes, classic scene in black cinema, absolutely. But is, anyway.
I'm sorry, I love
the movie is so fucking good. Anyway, girl, what's her name? Jasmine. Oh, Jasmine. Jasmine, my God, in heaven, girl, I think it's clear what you need to do.
Yeah, she's going to have to.
Where's her baby's daddy? Call him. Find that nigga. What? Get a.
And then for her to have the nerve to not only tell you that she saw your nudes, to be like, oh, and on top of that, your tits are ugly.
Right.
So, and when's dinner?
Not only
bitch,
like,
what?
Hey,
get out.
Saw you sucking your man's dick. Kind of cool with that. Anyway, so. I don't really like your nipples and can I borrow $20?
Like, what?
This person depends on you to live and insulted you and she's still in your house?
Yeah, that's just like plain disrespectful. And I feel like anybody who is ever in a position like that, where they're staying at a house, they're staying in a house with a couple.
Yeah.
You always have to be very, very considerate of the fact that you're staying with a couple.
Right.
So some shit is just off
and
limits.
Inevitably, you're going to be closer to one person in the relationship than the other. And so you need to go out of your way to avoid looking improper around your friend's spouse. Like, that just needs to be, I mean, it shouldn't even be
an
issue, but you should be diligent about making sure that you don't look like you doing something stank around your friend's spouse.
But that is a whole other state of affairs. What I'm saying is, like, if you staying with a couple, stay out the couple's business. Like,
I mean, yeah, especially if they family. Like, girl, that's just,
why the fuck would you be looking at your sister?
Your brother-in-law. That's your brother-in-law's dick. You like, you watching your sister, your own blood sister, give head. I do not want to see.
I don't even want to think.
Oh, my God.
About
oh
my.
Oh, my God.
Gross. All right, I'm done. I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah, no.
Tell her to leave.
She ain't got no job. She ain't got no house. She ain't got no car. And she got a baby. She definitely qualified for somebody's social services. Tell her to go down, take her ass down to the welfare and sign up for the shit that them people have to offer her ass. But she got to get the fuck up out your house.
Okay.
Woo. Anyway.
Next letter.
Yes. My God. That was crazy. So, we've got another letter here. This one's from Matthew and it said, hey, Kiff here and Crystal. I just want to say I hate when celebrities get really mad or upset about one person saying something bad about them on social media like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And so then they get their followers to attack that person or they attack that person themselves.
Sierra,
I don't
just
under
did that last night.
Rihanna does it like every other day.
She does.
I don't understand that because they have millions of dollars, multiple homes, and usually amazing careers. What are your thoughts on this topic?
Celebrities sicken their fans on people who try them?
Yeah, like celebrities being fed up and sicking their fans on, you know, trolls or responding to or attacking trolls themselves. How do you feel about that? Should celebrities take the high road?
I think that celebrities should be able to say whatever the fuck they want to. I mean, I don't know if there's ever going to come a time where I'll feel differently about that. Most of the time when trolls enter my mentions at this point, they just get hit with the block and then they get hit in the nuts with that spam.
I hit you with that 1-2 combo.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I ignore it most of the time, but sometimes people say something either, like, they usually, sometimes people will say something so absurd or just that just rubs me the wrong way and I can't help but say something. And I feel like it's kind of the same thing with celebrities. Like, you have, like, you have to remember, we could dog these people out and shade them and read them. They're still people.
Right.
And they, you know, have the same kind of emotions that a lot of us have. So sometimes certain things, like, I don't understand how Beyonce has not, like, killed somebody.
Yeah.
So it's just like sometimes.
I don't either, actually.
Sometimes I don't even think it's as much of them trying to sick their fans on people as it is them just being fed up and saying, well, I'm going to trash you, bitch, because you just got on my fucking nerves. And then their followers join in.
Yeah.
But some celebrities do it because they know that their fans are going to drag them.
Yeah.
Because, like, they'll be putting, like, hashtag Navy Barbs or whoever the fuck and be like, I mean,
I'm or not. They'll do things to kind of passively aggressively get the stans involved. Like, Nicki Minaj will favorite a bunch of tweets about her, knowing that the stans sit up in her favorites and hit refresh.
Oh, just I didn't waiting. Know she did that.
Yeah. So she favorites everything and then the stans react to it and then she favorites them reacting. Like, it's all very passive aggressive and a little bit stupid, but whatever. You know, it saves Nicki from having to do the dirty work herself. And then same with Rihanna. Rihanna knows that the Navy ain't got shit else to do but
that's
look
why
at her
every
timeline.
Time she says it. But the thing about Rihanna is, like, I think that she does it more for the Kiki. Like, yeah. I feel like she does it for the laugh because, like, she doesn't need them to say anything. Whenever Rihanna comes for somebody, it's funny. Like,
yeah.
When she told that Indian boy who tweeted, who put on her Instagram, grow some hair, and she was like, why? All your sisters grow it for me. Run along. Like, and that was so racist.
Like, it's so, I mean, but you, I understand, I feel two ways about it. I understand that you get so annoyed by people saying crazy things to you. Believe
again,
me. I get
human.
It. Yes, I get it. But I feel like if you're of a certain platform, then most of that you should be able to just rise above and ignore. And I understand we all have our breaking points where we kind of clap back.
Oh, no, that's what
it.
I mean. Like Rihanna, like some of them do it for the laugh,
yeah.
Or maybe because they're, I don't know. Maybe they
some celebrities rise above all the time and they just never respond.
And some entertain it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are different, John. I don't know, because I'll tell you one thing right now. I hardly entertain the stupid shit that people say to me now,
mm-hmm.
And I have nothing. So
I used to.
So, like, if I had half the shit that some of these celebrities have,
come on.
You would have to cut my nuts in both palms, bitch, because when I tell you, I wouldn't give a fuck. My legs would be up somewhere with central
yeah.
air in Manhattan, and I would just be like, more
at the point where I have
side.
Millions I'm sorry,
like, it's just
no.
Like, kiss my ass.
Like, I mean, you're mad, but I have a lot of money and I do whatever I want, so I mean, I don't stay mad, I guess, girl. But yeah, I just as a general rule, I'm now of the opinion that, you know, celebrities are people too, and yeah, we don't expect them to reply, and usually they don't. Like, any given day a celebrity will get, you know, thousands of interactions with fans. Usually they don't reply, whether it's positive or negative. But everybody has a breaking point. Everybody has that moment where they're just like, you know what? I'm sick of y'all shit. So I used to be the type to entertain it. And now I'm just like, oh, girl, go suck a dick somewhere. I don't care. Go find your daddy. Is it your turn or my turn?
It's mine.
Okay.
So this question is from Alexandra. Alexandra says, hey, guys, I'm a white college student. Female, obviously, who wears a sweatshirt saying, I love black people. I got it from my school's Black Student Union.
Yeah, I'm
so
go.
I'm not the only. I got it from my school's Black Student Union, so I'm not the only one on campus running around with it. Do you think do you think that it's in any way offensive or could be taken in a negative way? I really do love black people. I'm from Cleveland. Just want your guys' perspective. Thanks. P.S. I love you guys. Sent from my iPod.
Okay.
So, do you think that a white student wearing a sweatshirt that says, I love black people, is offensive?
No, I don't. I don't think that's inherently offensive. I don't think it's automatically offensive. I just think she needs to be very fucking careful about, you know, the message that she's conveying, because people could easily interpret that as you being like a smart ass,
right.
Or you trying to be disrespectful. Like, you know, I can't say that you are, this is, you know, I, from the tone of your letter, I don't think that you're trying to be malicious in any way. I just don't think you understand that Black people are not a monolith, and you can't ask Kid Fury and Crystal whether this, whether you wearing this sweatshirt is offensive, and then just take that information and run with it. Like, you can't just be like, well, Kid Fury said it's not, so, and then just tell every Black person has a problem with it. Well, I don't know why you're mad, because my Black friend who has a podcast says that it's awesome. So, like, you can't, I just don't want you to think that our opinions
right.
mean Listen, that every Black person feels this way.
Alexandra, I don't see a problem in it, but I'm gonna be honest with you. Niggas are sensitive.
Yeah.
And it's for good reason. Like, we have all the reason in the world to be sensitive, because
look
I
at your track
though,
record. Like, look, white just look people, at it. Just look at it.
Racist white people have tried to condition Black folk into thinking that racist things aren't racist.
Yeah.
And they've done it for like ever. So it's just, you have to understand that a lot of us are sensitive, and some people might take it the wrong way.
Especially older Black people.
Especially
the older we are, the more we tend to not really fuck with that fuck shit. And also, I want you to like kind of keep in mind that a lot of racists, like the first defense that they use is, I'm not racist, I have black friends, or I love Black people,
right.
or I let, you know, 9 Black people come over my house to watch the Super Bowl, or I bought candy from a Black
Lena
Girl
Dunham
Scout.
Shit.
Right. That type of bullshit. So you just kind
of, you know that she just casted Tasty in the next season.
Yeah,
girl.
She cast. Yeah. The girl who plays Tasty. I do know that. So
probably.
But you know how I feel about girls.
Right. So back to the story.
Anyway. Yeah. So I just want you to bear in mind that I don't think that necessarily just the act of you wearing the shirt is offensive, but you are very likely to ruffle some feathers at the very least. So just be careful about where you wear that, and, you know, understand if people come to you and have something stank to say about it. If you really love Black people, you don't have to wear a shirt that says so. You could just encourage the people around you to not be racist. Stop them when you hear them say racist things, because I know white people say stuff when we ain't around, just like we say stuff when y'all ain't around.
But
you know,
I mean, did the creator of that shirt really think that only Black people would want it?
Probably. If the Black Student Union created the shirt, they probably thought only members of the Black Student Union would buy it. And I'm saying this as somebody who went to a school that had like 27,000 students, but only 3,000 were Black. So I know what it's like to be a minority at a big public white institution. So I think, yeah, they probably made those shirts with the idea that, you know, maybe a couple of non-Black people would think it was cute, but they probably didn't expect, you know, all the white kids to come post up in the union and buy that shirt. So just keep it in mind that everybody's not going to react the same way, and some people will be cool with it and some won't.
Okay.
Is it my turn again?
Yeah.
Okay. India said, hey, Kid Fury and Crystal, do you think that it's wrong to not necessarily bash gay marriage, but also not be an advocate for it either? I don't hate or dislike anyone for being gay, and I do believe gay people should have equal rights, but it seems as though if people do not openly support it, it's automatically taken as bashing gay marriage and gay people. Do you think that it's possible to have a happy medium with this opinion without seeming hateful? I'd like your opinion. Thanks, and I love the show.
So,
girl, India, I'm sorry.
I don't think that it's considered, I don't think that it should be considered bashing homosexuality or gay marriage if you don't support it. But girl, it's like, it's 2013.
I really feel like this is a, if you're not for us, then you're against us type of situation. Like,
right.
If you don't have a problem with, if you think gay people should have equal rights and you don't have an issue with gay people, then why in the world wouldn't you support gay marriage?
It just doesn't make any
sense. It seems like you personally have an issue with gay marriage, and you just try to, or you're kind of like secretly of the mind that marriage should be between one man and one woman, but you still have gay friends and stuff, and so you want to still seem like you're progressive and down.
I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. And
I just feel like it's stupid.
That's that kind of part-time support that I don't really need.
To me, we live in a fucking country that's always talking about the separation of church and state. And we live in a country that's supposed to be, you know, all about freedom and equal rights for all man and woman. And it's like everybody runs around the streets and kicks up their ears and clicks their heels in the air and says, yippee-ki-yay, this is the land of freedom. But girl, it's not. Because yeah. we don't. So it's
because
less
I still
to me
pay
about,
taxes.
Right. I still pay my taxes. Taxes.
Yet, I mean, in this state, I can marry somebody of the same sex, but that's I still pay federal taxes.
It doesn't
taxes,
matter. Right. It shouldn't be that
I
way.
Still pay federal taxes to a government that does not federally recognize same-sex relationships, which is just wrong to me.
So, really, honestly, your beliefs and your feelings about it, in my opinion, are just kind of pointless. Like, I just feel like it kind of is, like, if you don't support it, then it just right. it's just something
it's
and
like
the milk ain't clean.
It's like you want to have one foot on both sides of the ocean.
Right.
And it just don't work like that. You can't straddle this fence
your
all day, baby.
Of marriage, it should like aside from all of that, it should just be about the fact that human beings in this country should have equal rights.
I mean, I don't really care what your opinion is, but I feel like you need to shit or get off the pot. This kind of being stuck in the middle and you don't know, you know, whether you coming or going. This is. Like, why are you stuck in the middle on an issue that really is not, it's not that difficult? If you think gay people should be allowed to get married like straight people, then you're for gay marriage. And if you don't believe that, then you're against gay marriage. There's not really a lot of gray area here. And
but
it's like
she feels
you're
like
trying to create some.
Right. Because she feels like if she says, like, I'm just not here for gay marriage, that she feels like
kind of like, well, I'm personally against gay marriage, but I think politically y'all
because
should go ahead
and go for
it. Because
a lot of fish think that gay people are fun and love our damn... Our vocabulary.
Cute on that fish. Cute on that fish.
A lot of straight women.
Thank you.
Think that gay boys are cute and think that lesbians are fun or whatever and love the vocabulary and love the terminology and love the style and love the culture because they think that it's fun. But when it gets right down to it, they just, like it comes down to these kinds of things.
Right.
They're just secretly like, oh, I'm not here for it, but I don't want to be vocal because I don't want the, you know, these people who are supposed to be my friends to know that I don't think that they should have the same rights.
Right.
As
when you take
else.
Away the fashion expert, and the hair and makeup and the reality shows and you take away everything fun about gay people.
Because I need somebody to help me come
and
get
you
these
end
shoes.
Up with real shit that actually affects us,
right.
like marriage and equality and the fact that transgendered people are like least likely to get hired of like anybody in the goddamn country. When you get down to actual shit that really matters, that's when a lot of so-called straight allies all of a sudden are not publicly in support of issues that affect gay people. So honestly, you can, I don't think you're hateful. I don't think you're hateful.
Either.
But I think you're lukewarm. I think you're tepid. And I think that's worse. So I think you need to decide how you feel about it and then stick with it. Because this being stuck in the middle, you're not benefiting anybody.
No one.
And you're confusing yourself.
All right.
Woohoo!
So let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And pay some bills.
Yeah, I would like a Coke.
And then we'll get right back.
And we'll be back.
So people, I know that you all love to read and you're probably looking for a good juicy book to get into right now. So go on over and visit our sponsors at audible.com. They have tons and tons of books. In fact, they just grew their library from 100,000 to 150,000 titles. So it's even bigger than before. There's amazing stuff up there and you should go and check it out.
Don't forget that Audible has all kinds of different books, like Kid Fury just said, and you can switch it up between reading and listening to your book through your Kindle and MP3 player through Audible's Whisper Sync. They've got books that help you learn a different language, like I'm using one right now called Learn Spanish. You can search for that. They've also got Catching Fire by Suzanne Collins, Beautiful Ruins, Dan Brown's latest. What doesn't matter what kind of phone you have, what kind of audio player you have, Audible will work with it. We promise. Go on over to audiblepodcast.com/read to get your free audiobook and your free 30-day trial.
That's audiblepodcast.com/read. Go get your life. And Catching Fire comes out in November. Okay, let's get back to the show. All right. More letters.
That's right. Just a few more.
It's my turn.
I believe it is.
Okay. So I'm going to go with this question. Oh, wait. No, that's not the one I wanted. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with this question. Sorry. You just got cut.
Okay. So This is from, we'll just say Pretty, because I don't know if they wanted their name omitted.
Okay.
So it says this: I'm a single black transsexual woman in her 20s. Not only am I trying to live my life, but I'm trying to take steps to make the lives of the girls who come behind me easier, which I appreciate. I transitioned 3 years ago and clearly understood before transitioning that it might mean that I would be single for the rest of my life. But girl, this makes no sense. I'm pretty and it seems like no one is interested in more than sex. So here's where I need help. I get hit on by uggos with unnecessary confidence on the regular.
Well, don't we all?
So when an attractive bartender at a club I frequent asked to hang out, I flipped. I thought we would just be hanging out because I tend to be a bit naive, but after about 3 hangouts, he slipped and fell inside of me.
Okay. All right.
I love it.
I
would be duck walking and death dropping if it were not for the fact that he got very quiet after we had sex. Texts went ignored and calls went to voicemail, but he was perfectly cordial at the bar. Here's the gag.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He has a girlfriend.
Oh, that's fun.
And would like to keep all of this a secret until he, quote unquote, figures out what he really wants. I would have walked away after being ignored, but he was the best I ever had, in all caps.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't treat me like something sexual, and it's kind of like he likes me. I want to say fuck all his issues, but the way he looks at me makes it hard to just walk away. It makes me want to be patient and wait for him to figure it out. No one else is knocking my door down. Plus, he changed my life with his, I'm guessing this is supposed to say dick.
More than likely.
It was just a bunch of stars.
Yeah.
So, Miss Pretty, what do you think?
Oh, girl. This is just... loneliness is a motherfucker. It'll make you do some crazy things, like sit around and wait for a straight man to stop cheating on his girlfriend with you.
Wait,
and figure out whether he likes you.
Calm down on straight.
Okay. Well, maybe not. Okay. Clearly... a man whose sexuality is ambiguous. I'll also just stick with that because we don't really know.
Because I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Yet.
But anyway, you are so lonely that you are entertaining the idea of waiting on a man who is cheating on his girlfriend with you to decide whether he wants to be with you.
And girl, you just have to realize that you're worth more.
Yeah.
Like
this isn't as, I mean, I'm certain that there's a trans issue here that maybe we don't understand fully.
Yeah, because when she said I transitioned and clearly I understood before transitioning that I might meet, it might mean I might be single for the rest of my life. I was like, well, girl, who's to say?
Yeah, I don't see why that would necessarily
You know, because there are people who are, you know, who are single for a while, or it takes a minute for them to find that right person or whatever. And it has
nothing to do
with being transgendered or not. You know, like, I just don't feel like...
I don't think you being transgendered is automatically means you're going to be single or that you have a higher...
Yeah, as long as you don't think that. Because I don't want you to think that at all. What I do want you to realize is that this ain't what you need.
This ain't it.
Like, if anything, you could take from this that he's a guy that you're attracted to and you've hung out and had fun and you've had really good sex, and that's a perfect example that you can find one who ain't cheating on a girl. You know,
right, like, you found a guy who likes you, it seems like you guys have good conversation or whatever, and then you're like, the only problem is he has his girlfriend, and also he's not really sure if he's into trans women. Like, those are two really big problems. Like, those are two huge problems. Those are,
unless when he said figures out what he really wants, he means just between the two of them.
Oh, okay.
But I don't.
In which case, girl, what? Like you really, this man is really telling you, listen, I got to figure out whether I want my main piece or my side piece. I'll let you know.
Right. Aside from transsexual or not, girl, like, for what? Like,
you don't have to put up with this shit.
You don't
regardless.
Have to put up with this shit. I don't care if he's nice to you, if he gets you anything in your burrito bowl. I don't care. Like,
he lets you get guacamole. And chips.
Stand in line for cronuts for you, girl. You worth more than that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to be sitting out here and being somebody's side piece while he figures out what he wants. Figure out that you can do better than that, nigga. Because, bitch, one thing about it, and mama posted a photo.
Oh, okay.
She's giving you like a Rihanna.
Oh, what? She's
like,
so pretty.
She's cut. So I don't.
Wow.
I just feel like you don't have to put up with this at
all. Man, no, you don't. Even, I mean, but even if you were ugly, you wouldn't. This is not right. We're like, oh, you're so pretty. You can do better. No, even if you're like,
but I mean, we said all God that before ugly. I showed you the picture.
Even if you look like somebody massaged your face with a hot brick, even if you have
like Gucci,
a face only a mother could love, and you don't deserve.
Even a mother couldn't love it.
It don't matter what you look
yeah,
like, girl.
You just don't deserve anything.
Sitting
like
around
that.
Waiting on a.
And you know something? I keep trying to remember this, but when I was in Miami just a few weeks ago, yeah. I went to the church that I grew up in, and I haven't been there in so long, so it was so great. And let me tell you something. When I tell you that he delivered a word, this man said,
I love when that happens.
He said, loneliness is God trying to teach you what you can live without.
Woo! Yes! Write that down!
And when I tell you that my mama never saw me praise the Lord like that. When I tell you that I was like, come in the room!
I see you, Jesus. I see you. I see what you're doing. So, and I'm here for it.
It's just, okay.
Like, yeah, loneliness, girl, is a motherfucker. Loneliness really will make you accept some shit you would never accept and under regular circumstances.
And insecurities will have yeah. you thinking that you're going to be by your damn self forever.
No.
So don't worry about it, girl. You can do better. And I understand, you know, sometimes dick too bomb.
Well, but I don't quite get it, but I've heard this phrase before, so I'll take your word for it. But girl, you could do better.
Right. Okay. What you got?
Oh, that was your question?
Yeah, that was my question, girl.
Shit, I thought it was mine.
I don't know who showed you the picture.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Damn. Boy. I'm sorry. I'm still a little... My birthday party was on Sunday, and we really went all out. Like, I'm still kind of shaky.
Agave will kill you.
Yeah. Shout out to Agave and Chelsea. We had an amazing time.
This place is amazing.
Good God. And we had this little private room where we got to play on like this they gave us an iPod deck.
I was so fucked up. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And so Jade had all the trap tunes, all the 2 Chainz and shit. She was like, bitch, you got some Cam'ron? Like all kind of just...
And she had everything.
And we had a Beyonce moment. We had a Janelle Monáe moment. We had lots of trap music moment. Anyway,
we had
a good ass time for my birthday. So anyway, let me get back to this letter. Since we're talking about sexuality, this one comes from Lady DDR, and it says, Crystal, in the Paula's Best Dish episode, you introduced me to a new term, demisexual. Now, we know Kid Fury will give up the goods to J. Cole. No dinner or movie necessary. So he's definitely not demisexual.
Well, fuck you, too.
But, Crystal, are you trying to say that if you saw Beyonce tomorrow and she said, good morning, let's get it on in her best Al Green voice, that you would say no? Or if Jay-Z and Beyonce said, hey, okay, boo, get in the middle.
Did a straight girl write this?
Yeah, I would imagine. I guess this person is straight. I need you to understand that, first of all, demisexual, I think, is one of those words that came about only in, you know, the age of the internet, and then specifically in social media. Like, I don't think this word existed more than 3 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I don't.
And
think
so when I'm saying demisexual, I'm not saying, you know, like, this is my life. You know, I've attached myself to this word. I'm just like, oh, you know, whatever. I just kind of go with the flow and whatever. I don't really care.
It's like, but when I say I'm not gay no more.
Right. I mean, I still date women. I still am attracted to women. It's just, you know, this is just a fun term that kind of made sense to me, because I am not usually sexually attracted to somebody unless we have a deep emotional connection first. Now, you did come for Kid Fury, which I found amusing.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's true. Everybody knows that you would give it up for J. Cole. You don't have to front, like... We know it, but it was just funny that
but
somebody.
But you don't have to say that,
right? I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to point it out, Miss DDR. So, but I'm not sexually attracted to. For some reason, people always bring up Beyonce when the question of sexuality comes up, and they're like, "So you're trying to say if Beyonce? Like, listen,
it's not really how it works.
I love Beyonce, but I don't want to do it to Beyonce. Like, girl, what? Like, I love her. I admire her work ethic, and I think she's extraordinarily talented, and I think she's beautiful, and I adore her little family, and her records are amazing, and I think she's just a fantastic artist overall, and I would just die
she's
to work with her.
She's not a stud.
But
like, just say.
And I'm not just attracted. No, I mean, because it's not even just the way she looks. Like, it's just not even... It's just not about that. Me and Beyonce could be best friends, like, randomly out of nowhere and kick it every night for 3 months, and I would still not be like, yeah, let me sleep with Beyonce. Like, I'm just not... attracted to Beyonce. I understand that she's gorgeous.
I don't even want to think about Beyonce having sex. I just feel like she's like above sex. Like I feel like right. she like, I feel like Blue Ivy was conceived because she was like floating on the ceiling in like a gown that was glowing white, and Jay-Z just laid under her and their energies just exchanged, and then she was pregnant. Like I feel like yeah, she's too good exactly to what even happened. Have sex.
Yeah. Beyonce is just like this beautiful, like golden egg of a person. And she's just like polished and perched and nothing and nobody can touch her. So that's not what that means at all. It doesn't mean, you know, like no matter what, like there's no one person that defines my sexuality or anything like that. Like, it's just like, it's very strange that you straight people don't seem to understand that the fluidity of sexuality affects all of us. And it's just like not... Like, fuck your rules, man. I just, girl, what?
Really? That's honestly it.
Like at the end of the day, I'm a grown woman and I do whatever I want. If I'm attracted to you, then I'm attracted to you. And there's no, you can't put me in your box. I'm so deep.
How in 2013 do people, like, I've said this a few times, and it's just, I still don't know how people are still so concerned and fascinated and enamored by sexuality. Like, I get it, because, like, sexuality really is fascinating when you think about it.
It is.
But I don't understand how people... Like, how people still put so much, like, of a burden on it. Like...
Like, it doesn't rule my life at all.
Like... At all.
Like, of all the things I have to worry about on a weekly basis, sexuality is not even cracking the top 20. So, just no. I just don't care.
Like
just,
who gives a shit?
I just
still?
Do whatever I want.
Like, let people just be attracted to and be sexually active with whomever they want, as long as it's a human being of age.
And yes, if Beyonce asked me to sleep with her, which would literally never happen, I would say no. Because, girl, what? So gross and weird. Like, no, what? No. End of story.
Ugh. That's like somebody saying, would you fuck Barack Obama?
Oh my God. Somebody emailed us and asked if we would ever sleep together. And I was just like, you know,
will throw up.
I'm going to shut the inbox right down. Now. Are you guys fucking kidding? Like, really? Are you kidding? Ew. It's like my little brother.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I'm grossed out. Ugh.
Next letter.
Ugh.
Okay, this one says, I'm a 31-year-old married woman who has a child from a previous relationship. Pay attention, because this is a doozy.
Okay.
My son's father had never been there for 1 second of his 7-year-old's life.
Oh, shit.
And as far as my son is concerned, my husband is his father. That being said, the sperm donor is not me.
Okay, I guess you don't feel a way about that.
That being said, the sperm donor is now married to my husband's cousin.
Nope. Stop the tracks.
Let me state facts. My husband visits their home, which I don't make a stink about because that's his family. Well, today my sperm donor had the nerve to walk in my house with his wife and his kids to visit my father-in-law and acted like it was all good. I immediately grabbed my son and bolted out the door. What balls he has. Apparently, my husband didn't know he was coming. It says in quotations. No, it says in parentheses. They're yeah. African, so it's common for people to show up unannounced.
Rude.
But when I told him he needed to make sure that asshole never came in my house again, he said, oh, that's between y'all. I'm out of it. I am so hurt. I feel like my husband of 7 years, whose child I'm currently carrying, should tell this motherfucker to back off and keep visits at their house. And to top it all off, it's clear that the donor's wife doesn't even know my son is her husband's baby. How should I deal with this
from
here? Please help. Thanks, Jay.
Well, Jay, I guess my question would be, why in the world did you marry your baby daddy's cousin? Why would you do that? That doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, I understand that you may want your husband to kind of step
no.
up.
No, her baby's father is married to her husband's cousin.
Oh, so she
her
married
husband's
her husband
sister
first.
Is her baby father's wife.
Her husband's
sister
uh-huh.
is her baby's father's wife. Her baby father married her husband, her sister-in-law.
So after she was married, her baby daddy married her sister-in-law.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, this is so confusing. Okay, but I get it now. Okay, so this is an issue of where you married your baby daddy's husband. This is where he came in and joined the family after you did.
Basically, it looks that way. And because so, her baby's father, their child is 7 years old, and she said she's been married to this guy for 7 years.
Wow. Yikes. Okay. So, woo.
It's just a lot going on.
Shit.
I'm not even 100% sure I got it. So.
Okay.
But the point is, she felt away. The point is, at
Let's
this point,
the point,
they're family.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, now
and
y'all are
she
family.
She feels away about her child's father, who was not there for the child, being in her home.
Which is valid.
Which is valid. And she went and said, she asked her husband to say something to him, and her husband said, is that it's between she and her child's father and that they need to fix it. And she's bothered by that.
Which is also
and
true.
And she's currently pregnant.
With her husband's child.
With her husband's child.
Okay. So, your husband has a point. This is not really his business. If he's not blood related to your baby daddy, and it sounds like he is not, then this isn't any
he's
of
not.
His concern. This is your sister-in-law's business, kind of, but not really, because you
don't
not
even
really
know the baby is her husband.
Oh my God. But
EP production.
So even though this isn't really right, this is, girl, this is Tyler Perry just testing us to see whether this question is any good. He's going to green light right. this shit and start production next month. But I think, you know, even though this is not really your husband's business, I still think he should step up, if only because you're pregnant and in probably a more fragile or emotional state than you would be otherwise, and just address this man on your behalf. I feel like he should do that, especially if he's been around for your baby since your baby was like an infant. But I don't think he necessarily has to. I just think he should.
Yeah, I think that he should also, like, he's your husband, and I just feel like he should take that, especially since you are clearly not comfortable even being in this guy's
right.
presence.
But I don't understand why you wouldn't say something to him yourself. Like, if he showed up at my door, I feel like it would be like, nigga, I know you didn't come over here without no child support. Like,
yeah, like, for him to, you stupid, but that's true. But for him to come into your house and your reaction is to take your child and leave your home.
Girl, something's wrong. And I think that that should have been an extreme enough move for your husband to be like, okay, anybody who comes in my house and makes my wife this upset has to get the
yeah,
fuck
has
out.
To get the fuck up.
Yeah.
Out.
So, yeah, I mean, but I still see kind of both sides of it. But I definitely think that, you know, in the interest of protecting his family, your husband should have stepped up or should do so in the future. But I also don't want you to be afraid to take the bull by the horns and go ahead and let this motherfucker know, like, I see that you just recently joined my family, and I guess you think that's cute for you, but you have a whole nother family over here that you created with me biologically, and you need to get right with this boy over here. And if you're not ready to have a relationship with your son, at the very least, girl, go on down to the state and put his ass on fucking child support. Like, I don't understand. Girls, why are you not doing this? I don't understand. Like, do you enjoy?
The government will give you the money.
You, yes, you have
they to. They literally will give it to you one way or another. I promise you, they will give it to
they
you.
Will find him. They will suspend his license. They will put him in jail. He will not be able to fly
if he
overseas.
Does not pay his child support. The least that you can have is the satisfaction of knowing that the government is dragging him by his
yes.
scrotum through their legal system.
And not only is he not paying child support, he's not even acknowledging your baby. Girl, the fuck. Like, I could see some of y'all girls are like, well, he's such a good daddy. Well, okay. I see that. Great. Maybe
right.
he's
I can
broke.
Get that too.
Maybe he's broke. Okay, you fucked a broke nigga. We don't really know why. He's broke, but oh well, you have a baby. He's a great dad. He's there all the time. He picks the kid up from school. He's A+ father. Great. Don't put that nigga through the rigmarole of child support. But if you got the motherfucking audacity to get me pregnant, or I engage in sexual relations with
right.
you and I get pregnant, I become pregnant, and then I give birth to this baby and you ghost, nigga, and then you just pop up 7 years later and come in my house like, oh, like, it's Gucci. Like, no, nigga, it actually ain't. Like, I'm
might
actually
be Gucci.
Is Gucci Mane your baby's daddy?
That sounds like something Gucci would do.
It does.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Jay. Yeah, I don't really. I feel like you should, you know, communicate that to your husband, and at the very least, like, if all else fails, tell that nigga that he need not ever come back in your house again.
Can you imagine somebody just abandoning their responsibility like that.
Because he's not even related to the father-in-law right. that they're visiting.
That's why I'm like, so he probably feel like...
She can come over there by herself and visit her daddy. Or they can transport granddad over there to meet it. Like, something. Right. Don't come in my house.
You're going to have to meet granddaddy at the 7-Eleven on the corner.
Okay, now calm down.
That nigga, I will put him in the Wendy's parking lot at 3. You come by no later than 3:05 and pick his ass up. But I'm not finna have you in my house sitting on my divan. I'm going to get mad looking at you, drinking out of my glasses, touching my coasters, smiling and laughing in my house. Nigga, how dare you be happy in my presence? Do you know how much money you owe me? Do you know how much time with your baby you are in? Like, no, nigga, you owe us.
All right.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't forget, you guys, as always, we have our amazing sponsors over at Hulu Plus. And right now you can go over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and check out the free extended trial that they have. There are amazing shows all right there at your disposal. And we're going into the fall, so there's tons of new shows that are coming out again, and you can catch them like the day after they air and stuff.
We are so excited for the upcoming television season. Y'all already know how we feel about Scandal, bitch.
October 3rd.
It's the beginning and the end. It's every damn thing. But even if you don't watch Scandal, there are tons of other shows and movies you can watch on so many different devices. They have literally thousands of options. You can watch Family Guy, Law and Order, The Colbert Report, New Girl, Bob's Burgers, which is quickly becoming one of my favorites.
Is it good?
It's so good. Head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead to get your free 2-week trial. It's normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking y'all up just because, you know, we love y'all and we want to give you the chance to get into this awesome, awesome service.
So don't forget, it's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go over there now and try it out because you're going to love it. We would never lie to you.
All okay.
Right, back to the show. All right, so let's just wrap the show up.
And we're going to pass our reads.
And do you want to go first?
Yeah, I will. I'll go ahead and go first. So this Pass the Read is brought to you by Sarome Russell, who we've referenced a few times on the show before.
Oh, boy.
He's a comedian. He's fucking hilarious. We've seen him live, his stand-up, and he's just everything. So anyway, you can find Sarome on Twitter. His Twitter name is CerromeRussell. Are you ready for this? Because it's a doozy, bitch.
Okay.
All right. And it reads... Dear George Zimovich,
oh hell!
First and foremost, I hope your day up to this point has sucked. I hope you couldn't find your keys. I hope you had to shit real bad, and I hope you hit your baby toe on some furniture. Now, with that out the way, let me say this: we ain't forgot what you've done. May your life continue to spout out of control until the only thing left for you is meth and strange trucker dick behind the rest stop. I've come today to revel in your recent problems. Yes, you were acquitted. Yes, you got away with murdering an unarmed teenager. But karma, God, the universe, Rick James all have a way of slowly fucking you over that'll drive you insane. And your particular ride has just started. I heard your wife just left you, just packed up her 3 tins and left your goofy ass where you stand. Good for her. I hope she finds happiness. I hope she finds happiness at the end of a long black dick. I hope you come home and find Lexington still excavating her cervix in your favorite chair. I hope she tapes it and puts it on the internet so we can all laugh. She says she was married to you for 7 years and doesn't feel like she knows you, but she does know you. You're a coward and she knows it, and that's why she's leaving you. So now what, George? Who gonna be with you now? I want you to sit and think on the dumpster diving hepatitis A through C having pirate hooker that would be okay with dating George Zimovich. Don't seem comfortable, do it. Well, good, because you know what? Trayvon Martin will never be comfortable again. Trayvon Martin will never get married. Trayvon Martin will never know the joy and heartache of love as a grown man because you took that from him. So enjoy your ride, bitch, because it's going to be a rough one. And I'm out this motherfucker.
That was actually the best read that I think I've ever heard in my life.
So I actually don't have life.
One. Like, I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because, no, what? We're finished.
There's nothing else to even say. Oh.
Like,
follow Sarome, you guys. He's fucking hilarious. If he's coming to your city, buy tickets and see him because he's everything. And that just said, I mean, really, what else is
literally
there to say?
Every, like, forward that to me. That needs to be published.
I want this tattooed on my back.
That needs to be published.
Somebody needs to put this in their magazine.
Okay, so I'll do this one.
Okay, can't wait.
It says, this read goes out to all the ignorant fucks of America. I'm sick and tired of people thinking all Indian and Middle Eastern people in America are here to blow up the country.
Oh, shit.
No, you ignorant dumb fuck. They are not. I know you heard of Timothy McVeigh and James Holmes. Stupid fucks were American and they still were blowing up shit. And if you don't know who they are, maybe you should sit your uneducated ass down and read our book or watch the fucking news. Though I personally won't watch Miss America until the day a plus size lady graces their stage, which is another read in itself. The bitch who won was not a terrorist. She was born and raised in New York. Why, America? What does her winning have to do with 9/11? Y'all just some hating ass clowns who upset this bitch now has more money than your ignorant ass will ever have in your lifetime. Shut the fuck up, crawl back into your mother's uterus and die a slow death, bitch. Shanice, a person who lived less than 1.5 miles away from the Twin Towers during 9/11 and around the corner during the Boston bombing and still have respect for other people.
Damn. Woo!
So thank you for that, Shanice. Because
what's up, white America?
It's just to me, like, I thought that was so absurd. But you know what? Racist white people are just this way. Like, they're just like, it's just, this is the way that they were raised. They were just brought up by their racist, raggedy mamas and daddies and their moms and dads and their moms and dads before them.
Yeah.
That's just how they are. They're just, like, conditioned to think stupid, ignorant, racist shit like that and then think that it's not racist.
It's crazy to me that y'all think that somebody being Miss America means that she's white. Or black, but just like the, you know, because there have been black Miss Americas, but that the response
not
to
even that.
Nina Davuluri, I think is her name. Like, people were just like, how is a non-American going to be Miss America? Like,
she was born in New York.
Nigga, she was born in New York. What do you mean non-American? Like, you mean non-white.
They really think, and they feel the same way about black people, okay? They're just, they're like,
they just know better.
Quieter with them. But I feel like after 9/11 and that kind of stuff, just feel like so much more open.
Like they can
with
just say whatever.
Racism,
right.
Because they feel like that's just something that totally backs it up. And a lot of people think that. I was watching What Would You Do the other day. Let me tell you, that show gets people.
Oh, yeah, dropped. It does.
And they had this one with this guy who was like at a bodega or something like that. And he was saying like how he didn't want to eat the sandwich there or something, or they shouldn't be working there because of 9/11 and blah, blah, blah. And some white people were like whispering to him like, yeah, I don't get it, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then it was actually
A soldier. I saw
who
it
got
too.
Him together in the end. So like, I feel like, you know, that's the way that these motherfuckers think. And it's so goddamn stupid that you feel like Miss America or like the image of an American is a white person, like a white man, a white straight man or woman.
It's just like, I feel like y'all are just incredibly crazy. Like, this is just, are you serious? Because some of the tweets I saw from people who were like, all of a sudden we got a Muslim, and I don't even think she's Muslim, I think she's Hindu, but we got a Muslim Miss America and a president who wasn't born here. Like, you realize you can be Hindu and American, or Muslim and American, or Jewish and American. Like, you don't have to be a lily white Christian with blonde hair and blue eyes who like rides guns for fun. And
I said this.
Like,
I said this.
What is
about
wrong with y'all?
People thinking this country is something completely different than what it is. Like, it's just
like, you realize there's room for all. Like, we're all here. You're gonna have to acknowledge us. We're here, motherfucker.
This country is supposed to be about different faces and colors and the freedom to feel the way that you want to feel and express yourself the way you want to express yourself and just be able to be happy with that and open with it. That's what this country is about.
And let me remind you that this shit is not even yours. You came here and stole it.
I think Francesca said that.
In fact, you got lost. Like, you didn't even find it on purpose. You got lost and then
you
stole
it. You got lost coming here.
Girl. And got the motherfucking
where
audacity.
The Indian people were. Slaughtered them. Stole it. And now you have the nerve.
And now you have the nerve to call somebody else
it's
un-American.
Not, like, you know it's not a secret, right?
Yeah. take your ass back to England, Spain, France, wherever the fuck your ancestors, your mammy and pappy came from, Irish and shit. Y'all so quick to be like, oh, well, my granddad was 1/16th Irish. Okay, well, carry your ass on home then, which un-American ass shit. Nobody got time for your bullshit.
Since we're going to talk about people not being American.
Yeah, since we're going to talk about people who ain't American. Your people are not even from here. Y'all got a lot of goddamn nerve. Shit. I can say that because my grandma was Indian.
And I mean, really quick, but like in terms of this whole like 9/11 thing and people being so quick, I love how she mentioned Timothy McVeigh and James Holmes.
Okay.
Because I was saying to myself last night that there was this huge line outside for Grand Theft Auto 5, which just came out today.
Oh, girl.
And I said to myself, like, I don't know, because I wanted the game, but yeah. I was like, I don't know if I'm about to go to the fucking GameStop in the hood for no midnight release for a game that is basically glorifying theft and murder and all kinds of other crimes.
I personally am not. Y'all go ahead and do whatever y'all want to do, but that won't be me.
Like, I'm not going down there in the hood for that. And for good reason, because niggas were in fact getting robbed. There were tons of fights and things like that. So I was like, yeah, girl, I'll just wait for, you know, the sun to rise and the white people to come out. But then I thought about it and I was like, wait a minute. The white privileged suburban kids are doing the exact same thing. They're going and getting these games for ideas.
Yeah.
Like, they're going and getting these fucking games for ideas because they have to be the ones who be blowing up schools and shit. They're the ones who be like hijacking helicopters.
It's very interesting that when
movie theaters and like it's like come on, girl.
It's very interesting that when white people do something, it's just accepted as a thing that happens. But when people of color do it, then all of a sudden it's an anomaly, and we need studies into and all of this bullshit.
Because my other thought was niggas might be coming and grabbing a Grand Theft Auto and dropping $65.31, tax included,
right?
Because I just paid for it.
Okay, because clearly you just caught her.
They might be dropping this stuff on here and getting some cute ideas for, you know, breaking into somebody's car and stealing it or something like that. But all of these grand heists that you get to at like level 65, where they're stealing tanks and blowing up houses and all the stuff that media doesn't want for this game to come out for, those be the ones that white people be like, so that's how you do it. Because when do you ever hear? Because when they do it, they either get away with it or they kill themselves and go down as famous for it. That's why you know names like Timothy McVeigh and fucking Jeffrey Dahmer and all these other crazy motherfuckers. That's how you know, because they end up killing themselves or getting killed, and then people write books and make movies about them. When's the last time you heard about a black serial killer going down in history?
Very few. And I tell you one thing, if black men shot up as many schools as white men do, god damn it, guns would have been illegal a long ass time ago.
If black people shot up theaters and schools and kindergartens the way that white people do, you would have to get used to picking fruits and berries and shit out here, bitch, because they would ship all of our asses right back to the motherland. Get out. You think I'm joking?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And somebody pointed out to me, I think maybe on Tumblr, that I think 95% of all road rage cases are actually like committed by men. And so, but
I believe
that. But the rhetoric around road rage is never about, you know, what's wrong with these men? What is making them snap off like that? It's always, and another case of road rage. Like, it's very casually mentioned, you know, that this is road rage. But so they pointed out, if 95% of women, like if 95% of road rage cases were committed by women, there would be fucking studies and blog posts and fucking articles and GQ and shit about why women can't be trusted behind the wheel with their crazy emotional asses. But no, it's actually you penis bearing motherfuckers who don't know how to control yourselves. And yet nobody, it's just kind of a thing that we accept as fact.
That might be one of the fucking like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be what gets
in short. Out. Fuck the system. We're not here for the system.
No, I was going to say that might be one of the upsides to me not having a car anymore.
My road rage was pretty bad.
Because my shit was terrible.
Yeah. I mean, but I never got to the point where I would exit the car and hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah, never that.
I get angry, but
I followed somebody alongside
I followed people.
And threw a pen at their
car. Yeah, but I don't get out of my car.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. At that point, I feel like it's getting too real. And I don't want to get that real.
I got my shit from my daddy, too, because my daddy used to, like, follow people. for a while and like flicker his light to them and just like do all kinds of like scary dark
stuff. Yeah, my daddy would talk about people.
And my mother
so bad.
Would have to, my mother would be in the car like, okay, let's go home. Like, yeah. That is enough.
See, it's men. But anyway, oh, men and me. I think that wraps up the show.
Yeah, that's our show, longer than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, there's our mailbag episode.
Probably really controversial also.
Don't forget to send your emails to ask3@gmail.com with all your questions. Pass3@gmail.com for those past threads.
Also, if you want to send emails about, or if you just want to send us messages about how much you like the show, you can just tweet that to us or send it on Tumblr or something like that. Because a lot of these questions were actually, a lot of them were like, people.
Oh, that's fun. Well, thanks, you guys.
And so that was cute. And also, yeah, they're separate emails because some of these past the reads be in the wrong email.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so.
But thanks so much for all the love. Don't forget to follow This Is The Read on Twitter.
Yes, follow This Is The Read on Twitter and go to thisistheread.com. Someone actually in here suggested that we do maybe like a forum. Or like set up a forum on the website.
Oh my God.
I think it would be cute.
That could be a shady little adventure. We'll see. We'll look into
that.
Yeah,
that could be a hot mess.
That could be bad. That could be real bad real fast like some of these other gossip blogs that I won't name.
You stupid.
I am.
Don't forget to go visit HuluPlus.com/thread for the extended free trial that's over there.
Yep.
The Mindy Project just started again and I just watched the premiere. It airs actually the season premiere is tonight, but they had it like where you can watch it a week before. It's so funny. So
love
go over there
show.
And Ixora BB.
Yep. Check our website for your discount to use on IxoraBB.com. She's got all kinds of great lotions and creams and hair products and face products and things to just make you look like an easy breezy beautiful bad bitch. So head on over to IxoraBB.com. Anything else, Kid Fury?
I have some fun things coming up soon.
Do you?
Yeah, like events.
Do you?
Maybe.
Hey, I know Identity Kane's song.
Holy shit.
That's what that just was. That's the only one I know. Damaged.
You can't name any of them, though.
I just said Damaged.
I said you can't name any of the girls in the group.
D Woods.
Yeah, because that's the one you always ask, who is that?
Oh. Okay, well, fuck you. I have a fun announcement coming soon, so just stay tuned for that. Oh, yeah. I kind of can't, like, I'm not supposed to say anything yet, but when I can say something, I'm gonna say it,
for a lot.
Yeah. So, and I think that's it.
Fuck niggas, get tacos, or green smoothies, because I'm fake dieting again.
Oh, girl, fuck your diets.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Or later.
Yeah, just whatever. We'll see you.